Welcome to all. Today we're learning Masechet Yedioth, Perek Beis, Mishnah and Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah are being learned because Aser Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zecher Avan, Yerziv Hagon, Bikarav Mamesh. And the Mishnah tells us Shloish Advarim Amar Bishmol Fnei Chachamim Karen B'Yavne. There were three things that Bishmol said in front of the Chachamim in Karen B'Yavne, which literally means the vineyard of Yavne. This is where the Sanhedrin was relocated to, and it's called Karen Vineyard because there were rows of Chachamim sitting as if they were the rows of vineyard. So these three things that Bishmol told the Chachamim. Number one is Al Beitza Trufa She Nesun Al Gabi Yark Shel Truma She Yichibur. Therefore, a raw egg that was whipped up and was placed on top of some vegetables of truma. That's considered chibur. It's considered a connection because the egg basically slimes all over them and considers them all connected. And therefore, if somebody tummy touches the egg, it's like he's touching the vegetables, even though he's not actually physically touching the vegetables, and they become tummy. However, if it was like a hat, if this egg was cooked and it basically formed a hat over the vegetables but not actually touching them, in a chibur, then they're not considered connected. And if somebody touches the egg, he's not metame these vegetables of truma. The next thing that he said was regarding the din of shecha, is when a person's harvesting their field, they forget to cut a stalk, they're not allowed to turn back and go and get it, they have to leave it for the aniyim. So here's the din. A stalk during the harvest that was forgotten, but if it was bent over, it could still reach standing grain that he has not yet harvested. If it could be harvested together with that standing grain, it could be grabbed in one handful. That belongs to Baal Bayis. Basically, if this forgotten stalk is close enough to something that he has not yet harvested, it could be considered part of it, and he doesn't have to leave it for the aniyim. His last thing has to do with Kilei HaKerem, which is the Isser to plant a different min in a vineyard. For example, no planting grain in a vineyard. Now, there's a difference between individual vines and an actual kerem. A kerem requires 4 amis of space in order to be able to plant something else, whereas individual vines only need 6 tfachim. And 5 is the magic number that determines something as a kerem, but it depends on a number of factors. And so here's the third memra, Balgina Ketana Shimukevas Aris. We have a small garden, it's square, and it has an aris, basically vines on a trellis, and there's 5 of them planted around this little square garden. So im yesh ba, kemuloi bites of rasalim mikan, kemuloi bites of rasalim mikan, tizareya. Vimlav, loi tizareya. If the vines are far enough apart from each other that there's enough space for the bitzer, the harvester, to stand there with his basket, which is basically 2 amas, 1 amma for the person and 1 amma for his basket, and that's the amount of space that there is in between the vines, so then it could be planted with a different min, because that means that the vines are so far apart from each other, we can't actually consider them a vineyard, a kerem. However, if there's not this amount of space, they're close enough to each other that we could consider them a kerem, and therefore he would not be allowed to plant something else here. Moving on to Mishnah Hey, Shlosha Devar Amar Lufnei Rabbi Shmuel, there was 3 things that were said in front of Rabbi Shmuel, the loy amar behem loy isra loy heter, and he didn't say whether they were asr or mutter, upershon Rabbi Shmuel ben Masya. However, Rabbi Shmuel Masya explained when it's mutter, when it's asr. Number 1, hamaps mors b'shabbos, somebody pops a blister on Shabbos, is that mutter or not? So it depends. Im las lapeh, chayiv, if he's trying to make an opening, then he's chayiv. This is like binyan, it's like he's building something. He wants the opening to be there so that the pus could come out and that air could come in to help heal it. It's a proper opening, so he'd be chayiv for that. However, im lahaytzi menalecha, potter, if he just wants to get the pus to come out and he has a mind if it closes up right away, so he's not trying to make an opening, he's putter, and actually not only is he putter, it's motel l'chatchila. Member number 2, v'altsa nachim Shabbos, somebody traps a snake on Shabbos, we know tzad is isr d'iraiso. Is this permitted or not? The answer is, imis asik shalei shchenu, putter. If he's trying to prevent it from biting him, he's not only putter, but it's motel l'chatchila. However, vim l'refua, chayiv, if he's some sort of scientist that wants to trap the snake so he could use it for healing, he wants to extract its venom to be able to use it for healing, so then he's chayiv. And lastly, this is a din that has to do with tomentara, v'alafasim uranios. This is a large pot used by villagers where they basically used to have a big hollow ball of clay, bake it in the oven, and then split it into 2, and then they would have 2 pots. So while it was still in the form of the big hollow ball, the din is shehim tahiris ba'oil ha'meis. They're tahir if they're an oil ha'meis. We've already mentioned this din previously, that if kelim or people are under the same roof as a mace, as a corpse, so they become tamei. This does not become tamei because it doesn't have a taich, it doesn't have an inside due to the fact that it wasn't split yet. However, tamei's b'masa azov, if a zov carries it, he will be metamei because it is considered a kli to some extent. However, blaz against other guy, he argues on this last day in Af Masa Zav Tahiris, even in regards to being carried by a Zav. They're Tar, Meneshla Nigmar Malachdon, because there isn't Gmar Malacha yet. It still has to be split into 2, and since it wasn't, it's not considered a Kli, so it's not going to become Tame, even being carried by a Zav. We're going to stop it for a day and pick up tomorrow with more memoras with Mishnah Vav and Zayin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.